Joining me is Deborah Longley. She is the program manager for our student-to-student programs. Can you tell us a little bit more about student-to-student?
Yes, I love talking about student-to-student. Student-to-student has three different levels of student-to-student. We have the high school level, and we call that S2S. We have the middle school level, we call it JS2S. And we have the elementary school level, and we call that ES2S with a small e. So our programs are aimed at helping new students transition in school and then to help students transition out of school. We're based on six core values. I kind of equate it to like building a house. So when we go into training, we teach them how to build their S2S program. So our foundation is leadership, because you can't have a program without leadership skills. And so we go in and we teach this new student-to-student organization how to become leaders in their school. And then the walls of their house, we call the academics and service, because you have to have those up to protect. Academic protects the students, service protects those people in the community by helping others and also helps the new student. We tie it all together with finding the way, because it helps them, like the roof structure is finding the way. So it helps them kind of hold that structure in place and hold this, the S2S program is finding the way. And then the door to our little house is like getting into people's hearts, and that's relationships, and that's what S2S does. We can talk about academics, we can talk about service, we can talk about all that, but we know what students really look for the most is relationships when they go into that new community and the new campus. And then the overarching principle, which is the roof, which protects the house, protects the building of S2S, is our 100% acceptance. And so we tell students that that is a non-negotiable when they start a student-to-student program, 100% acceptance. Now, that doesn't mean you have to adopt, you have to agree with, or that you have to take on whatever their difference may be. It's just saying you're going to accept them and respect them for who they are. So that's kind of how we talk about building an S2S program. We have programs all over the world and country. And it's a very exciting time in S2S, because we are starting to really pick up our sustainment process. When I first got here, we did a lot of training, but we didn't do a lot of sustaining. And now we're building that part of the program up. So we provide resources, coaching, ongoing trainings, just like when we as professionals, we always have to keep getting training to be our best. And so we have boosters, do a newsletter that comes out at least once a quarter here at NFEC. And it gives them ideas and idea sharing. We recently wrote a big book of ideas, and that will be coming out to help sustain their programs. And we also have our Francis Hesselbein Student Leadership Program, which is an in-depth leadership to help build that strong foundation of the program, give them those leadership skills to take back, teach the other students in their S2S and the new students, and grow and sustain their programs.
Thank you so much. That's some great information.